it helps me to understand, because as we try to move forward with this issue of the digital revolution and the change in credentialing and the change in style and structure of learning, we all say, oh, we need to be addressing quality in this context. And it is very hard still for all of us to get beyond saying that to, this is what we need to do. And it's where I was really appreciating what you said a bit earlier when I asked you about what it would take to change the quality assurance that we do now. You mentioned more bottom-up peer-to-peer review. You mentioned perhaps digital form of quality assurance. And I realize these are exploratory, but we need to be able to conceptualize, and just as you're putting forth a paradigm for learning that is very different, we're going to need a paradigm for quality assurance to match that change in learning.
And Judith, just to add to that, it's going to come whether we're involved or not. And so it's our opportunity to embrace it and influence it, because, I mean, if we don't, as maybe a more traditional community, it will come. And it will take over what we do, and we will have no say in it.